I agree with you. They haven't made the case because, once again, it's not resonating as much as the argument that 98% of Americans will see their checks a little bit less come January 1st. But let me ask
a lot less. You know, again, that tax cliff is very real. That's going to be about, you know, if you want to know the alpha and omega of the federal budget, you need to know three numbers, 39, 37, and 64. 39% is the combined increase of inflation and population over the last 10 years. So 39% inflation and population combined. 37% is the increase in revenues in the same period. That's despite the recession and the tax cuts, not quite keeping place, but pretty damn close. 64% is what's killing us. 64% is the increase in federal spending. Spending's grown at almost twice the rate of inflation and population growth over the last 10 years and at almost twice the rate of revenue growth. So those are the basic numbers. This is a spending problem. The tax side of this fiscal cliff means that there will be a 16% increase of federal revenues next year. Again, a lot of that coming out of the small businesses that we're depending upon to create new jobs. You know, that is something that simply cannot be allowed to happen, and that's why this stalemate is so dangerous, because if there is an impasse, everybody's taxes go up. If the president gets his way, taxes on small businesses making over $200,000, filing as subchapter S companies, their taxes go up astronomically, and they start making cutbacks, and that's where you lose those 200,000 to 700,000 middle-class jobs.
Congressman Tom McClintock is with us, Republican from California. And I want to ask you, Congressman, he's also a member of the Budget Committee. I want to ask you, Congressman, about the reports out of Politico. I had a reporter on, John Bresnahan, who said, according to high-ranking Republican, you know, it's always anonymous, the discussions right now between the Speaker, Speaker John Boehner, and the President are looking like they may offer Republicans the fact that if they lift the limit from $250,000 to $500,000 and above, getting the tax increase, and not make the rate go up to 39.6, but maybe 37, 38. That's being discussed right now. Where would you fall if Speaker Boehner brings that back to your caucus?
Well, it depends upon what else he's attached to it. If that's the alpha and omega of it, the problem is that, as I said, if there's an impasse, everybody's taxes go up. That cannot be allowed to happen. If this is a proposal that will reduce the burdens on those small businesses so that they're not cutting back next year, that's a very good thing. But my general approach is any of those tax increases is bad. What we have to do right now, given the fact that the president is intransigent, is to prevent these ruinous tax increases on as many folks as possible, and particularly on as many small businesses as possible, because that's where people start losing their jobs.